This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Strong cash cattle prices and the potential for a summer drought may influence retention of heifers for replacement. SDSU Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist Taylor Grusing states resources are available to aid in this decision.
We do have a calculator on the SDSU Extension website that can help evaluate the value of keeping the genetics that are present in your replacement heifer pen or comparing them to purchasing bred heifers next fall.
Ranchers choosing to retain heifers for the replacement herd should utilize last year's calving data to select older heifers, which are more likely to reach puberty before the beginning of the breeding season. DNA technology and genomic data can also be used to identify those heifers with more desirable maternal characteristics. Producers might also consider measurable traits of the dams of potential replacement heifers.
Some of these things might include docility of their dams, the calving interval, if they're calving on an annual 365-day interval, meaning they're getting rebred on time every year, which would also then lead to their longevity in the herd. And one other good thing to look at is their udder quality.
One advantage to making replacement heifer selection at roughly a year of age is being able to gauge heifer performance since weaning, although bigger is not always better. Grusing explains research done to guide heifer development targets breeding replacement heifers at 55% to 65% of mature body weight. Feeding heifers on an increasing plane of nutrition allows them to meet optimal weights for breeding. Visit the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu for more on spring heifer selection.